Fly without a passport, camera on the front porch, selling zones out the back door, never cross me like it's backcourt. She wanna roll with the kids, she see how I live, she think I'm a big dog. I gotta roll with the fifth because of my drip, they won't get me killed, dog. Been in the trap for a couple of days, I'm hoping that baby you notice me. Middle of the day, you hit me in your face, I'm hoping that nobody notice me. I'm going hard like I'm supposed to be, old hoes keep phoning me, a lot of niggas wanna roll on me. I'm on guard like I'm supposed to be, been in the trap for a couple of days, I'm hoping that baby you notice me. Middle of the day, you hit me in your face, I'm hoping that nobody notice me. I'm going hard like I'm supposed to be. Old hoes keep phoning me. A lot of niggas wanna roll on me. I'm on guard like I'm supposed to be. If he switched, then we'll get him. He itched, then we'll wet him. Hope he don't think I'ma fight him. He getting litty, I light him. The city is used to sirens. My homies got used to violence. Too much heat broke the Pyrex. I feel stupid. Now they see I got it. They been praying that I lose it. Bird came with two wings, so that's one plus half a unit. I heard 50 for a unit, so I started selling music. Life been going fast, so for right now I'm just cruising. I just lost my dog and he gon' always be a part of me. Other dog got life and right now I think he calling me. If I hit her off, then she fucking with the lottery. I've been going hard, now they wondering who started me. I need M's in my safe, I'm stuck in my ways. Some things I can't say, some nights I can't stay. She wanna roll with the kids, she see how I live, she think I'm a big dog. I gotta roll with the fifth because of my drip, they won't get me killed, dog. Been in the trap for a couple of days, I'm hoping that baby you notice me. Middle of the day, you hit me in your face, I'm hoping that nobody notice me. I'm going hard like I'm supposed to be. Old hoes keep phoning me. A lot of niggas wanna roll on me. I'm on guard like I'm supposed to be. Been in the trap for a couple of days, I'm hoping that baby you notice me. Middle of the day, you hit me in your face, I'm hoping that nobody notice me. I'm going hard like I'm supposed to be. Old hoes keep phoning me. A lot of niggas wanna roll on me. I'm on guard like I'm supposed to be.
I've been in the trap for a couple of nights.
Been in the trap for a couple of days, I'm hoping that baby you notice me. Better that day, you hit your face, I'm hoping that nobody notice me.
Yo, what up though? We're here thinking about cooking some good mushrooms over here. Go ahead, you're live on air.
Hi.
Hi. Who is it?
Tessa.
Hi, Tessa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing better. I'm glad. You know, when I come here to be with y'all in spirit, like, that's just the highlight, right?
Yeah.
Straight up. It's awesome.
Okay. Can I request a song first before the show?
Yes. That'd be great.
Blackberry Zap by Pressa.
Black what?
Blackberry Zap from Pressa.
Okay.
And I would like to shout out Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, Stephanie, Kelsey, Jordana, Miley.
Mm-hmm.
And JoJo, Polly.
Right around the city,
And my love, Jable and Milner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, I guess. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. I'm so glad you called in. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Yeah, shout out to everybody out there. Shout out to CKUW 95.9 FM. Shout out to the radio team, all our brothers and sisters, yo.
Keep calling in. Ask me questions too. If anyone's got any mushroom or whatever questions, feel free.
I do. And we loop around.
Yes. Loop around. That's what I'm saying.
We were talking about the elephant in the room, the pink elephant in the room. The
JC Wisey's here.
Hallucinogenic mushrooms, man. Is there anything out there that's hallucinogenic, but it's not illegal?
I heard of this one. It's like a psychoactive truffle mushroom, and because it's not a mushroom, it might not be illegal. But I think it's a gray area. But I don't know a lot about that one. That one I think is similar to that psilocybin magic mushroom, which it's crazy that that's illegal. Because, and just check this out. Like 3 weeks ago or earlier in June, a study. This 80-year-old woman with Alzheimer's, she couldn't talk, couldn't walk, like, couldn't do anything. But, you know, they gave her a hefty dose of magic mushrooms, and that put her into a hot, sweaty kind of sleep. But when she woke up, she was talking, telling stories, her facial expressions. Wow. She was walking on her own. And those benefits lasted like 30 days.
Wow.
So it's just a matter of time before, you know, this changes, and where it goes, I don't know. But it's definitely, you know, you got to treat anything with respect, whether it's a plant, a mushroom. These stuff can, be a real medicine. But yeah, you got to be careful and give things respect, just like you do people.
Absolutely.
But there's one called Amanita muscaria. That's like the one with white dots. It's either like yellow or red. A big cap, yellow, red, and
it's got Super Mario Brothers. Yeah, mushroom.
It's like the most common kind of like picture mushroom.
Right.
It looks amazing. That one's been used, traditionally for different things, but it can kind of also make you like a little sick, like stomach ache. So there's a way to extract it where you don't get the stomach ache, but it's kind of not something I'm too invested in or want to give any info. But and I heard there's also one psychoactive, so bolete mushrooms. Boletes are really common eating. They got this spongy bottom, like a lot of pores, a lot of like spongy holes, and you can, you know, learn the bolete. It's one of the top ones to learn for sure. They're so common in Manitoba. But
what about morels? Yeah. Morel mushrooms, right? They go for a lot, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah. That's like a gourmet, not psychoactive. Well, there's one bolete. I haven't seen it before, but apparently, yeah, you can kind of trip out on that one. Yeah. I'm waiting to find it. But yeah, morels are like two, 3 weeks in spring. You go near some of the fire burn areas from last year.
Right, right. They go in after like those wildfires, and there's following of guys that like follow those fires.
And then it's easy to walk through too, because most of the dry brush is burnt, so you can walk through. But that season's already done. It's usually around May long. But yeah, go get out there. Just don't get lost. Be bear aware, and but have a good time. Start learning some of these mushrooms, and then once you kind of learn a few, next thing you know, you'll be seeing them. You'll realize they were there the whole time, and now you're just aware.
Yeah,
it's fun.
It tells me that a few of the listeners might have a can of bear mace sitting around.
Yeah. But it's
I remember one time, man, I got on this thing like with chaga, and like how chaga was like the new like health thing, and like you made the teas with it, and it was supposed to be like a super health food and everything like that. And I watched a bunch of like YouTube things on it, and I thought what I had, I like found some, right? So I like brought it back, and I was like chunking off a little bit in like tea, and I was like, I don't know, man, after like a few days, I started getting like really sick, so I cut out that stuff, and so I didn't find what I thought was chaga, so I won't be doing that again.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, those aspen, so chaga grows on birch.
Right,
only,
and there's like a false one.
Well, there's aspen trees that kind of look like birch sometimes, you know, those aspen, they're like a poplar or something, they kind of got that white, papery-looking bark. There shouldn't be anything like poisonous that's grown on that though, like on a tree like that. Might not be chaga. There's burrs. You know, trees get those burrs, whatever. Those kind of look like chaga sometimes.
Those spruce tips, man. You ever eaten a spruce tips a certain time of the year, like the spruce buds? Some of those are like, holy cow, man! It's like, I don't know, like Sprite or 7-Up or something. It's a flavor explosion.
What else we got? Some of the medicinal mushrooms, though, like some are legit used in hospital settings, like not really in North America where everything's corrupt and based off pharmaceutical greed, but Japan literally uses mushrooms like turkey tail in their hospital for cancer, and they do more than just that. You know, there's inflammation and blood pressure, lion's mane. Is getting popular now.
Hang on there, Danny. We got a caller here. Go ahead, you're live. Go ahead, you're live.
Okay, I'm live.
Yeah.
We'd like to give some shout outs. This is Andrea. Give a shout out to Tanita Bolio. The silent flex is the solid flex, the OB flex. Less is more. See you on the out. And I'd like to give a shout out to Slip the Bolio. the realest I know. And shout out to Bro Sim and my cellmates, Kendra, Petrus, and shout out to my bros, Matt, Feisty's man, Jordy James. And they also said, shout out to Shelby, try to come back. They miss you. And shout out to my man, Damery. I miss you and love you. He's in Milner.
Yeah. You got a request?
Can you play K Money? K Money Up?
Yeah.
Looking for it now.
And shout out to Sim.
So I'm just looking for that now. K Money Up.
All the smoke.
All the smoke. Okay, I'll try to get that on for you. Thanks.
Yeah, and I want to play All the Smoke. I don't know the artist.
Okay, we'll try to look it up.
Okay.
Okay, later.
The second one.
Let's get that up here. This one here. Up here it is. Bear with me here, guys. This is JCYC on the microphone. Wow, Stephanie Kersey has stepped out for 1 second. And it appears I do not know how to play the song. So we'll take another jail call. Hello?
Yeah.
Yo, you're live.
They answered.
Oh, gotcha. Yo. Gotcha. What up, bro?
Yo.
Yo, you're on air. You're live, homie.
I don't know what happened. They answered.
I'm here. I can hear you.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I got a song request for a homie here. He wanted to, this song is called, it's called Disloyal Bitches by Young Drummer Boy. It is dedicated to Nico Gibosh.
Yeah, all right, homie. We'll try to get it on. You got any shout-outs you need? Yo, dog, you got any shout-outs, too?
Shout-out to 500B. But this song is from Chunks. Yeah, it's for his homie who passed away.
Chunks. Okay, I got you, homie. All right, later. All right, and back here with Danny.
Yo, yo.
Danny the Mushroom Man.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. This is awesome. What do you think they want to hear about? More mushrooms, markets, conspiracies?
Tell us a little bit about your markets there. So what do you got to do to, like, start up a market? Can anybody just do that? Is something, can you, like...
Oh, yeah, so... Pretty much, if you grow, like, any produce, like lettuce, tomatoes, whatever, as long as you're not, or mushrooms too, as long as you're not making a processed or, like, a prepared food, you don't have any restrictions or red tape to do. You know, if you are baking certain things or making certain food products, then you gotta, like, do stuff in a licensed kitchen, and, but... Things like pickles, and there's certain things you know you can make, and you don't need anything like that. But yeah, as far as produce, microgreens, mushrooms, anything like that, you can just grow it, bring it to market, and sell it. There's a lot of vegetable, like big vegetable growers already, so it would be a bit of a saturated market to try and get in growing some vegetables unless you had a pretty good selection and operation. But yeah, farmers markets are popping up everywhere. Like every day of the week, there's a farmers market somewhere, and more keep happening.
Are they reasonably prices? Because a lot of us stopped buying for farmers because it was too expensive.
It depends.
I was just over here. I seen a farmers market today. Over there, I believe on Selkirk, Kennedy. they had a beautiful farmer's market. It looked like the prices were reasonable.
Yeah.
But me, myself, that's what's cut me out of going to farmer's markets, because I don't have farmer market money, yo. I want to eat healthy, not go broke.
You know, like St. Norbert, there's a, like, if you buy beef from, I can't think of their name. Something Fire Farm, Wildfire Farms, you're spending, it's like $7, $8 a pound. You go to the grocery store, it's the same price. But there, you know, grocery store stuff, you know, it's for beef anyway, it's grass fed and then corn finished. And the corn, they use that in the mass, you know, cattle industry. It kind of fattens up cows, but they're not supposed to eat it, and they get kind of sick, and then they get that fat from the corn. Again, they're GMO corn. It's a sprayed crap, the GMO glyphosate stuff. And they'll say grass-fed, but grass-finished is actually more advisable. You get if it's grass-fed and finished, the cow is, you know, fed just grass, none of the GMO stuff. And yeah, the prices for some things are definitely more, but some things it's actually reasonable or cheaper. It just depends on, every vendor's different, every market has different vendors, you know, so you got to kind of price around a little bit, just like if you were shopping in a store, you know.
Straight up, man. Thank you, brother, for all that. We'll get more into that. And I had left the building for a second while JC, YC, and our brother here was having a discussion. I was talking to the Holy Spirit, and they want me to come back and tell you guys how important prayer is and how you can use it for everything. So I'll be right back with y'all. Because I never would have made it without my Father God and my Just Us.
Me too.
Daily, yo. Daily, I fight Satan.
Me
my
too.
Life ain't easy, but it's breezy. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here helping the people because I know we all suffer. We all have great days, and we're full of fire from the inside out, from our spirit right to the heavens. Let's get it, brothers
and
sisters.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
LA to stay concerned about me. Jumped up off the post, told he ain't cast a word about me. Ducked off, dipped out, booed up. Chick hot till I was too deep in that coat house with no one else to blame. With a warrant on my name, see being hard, it left no rest in me. And I ain't know how to change, but I knew this be the death of me. Less if he can save me, Lord Jesus, I'm asking. This world is passing, staring at my dog.
Go ahead, brother. You're live on air.
You okay? So shout out to EPQ, fucking One Love.
Just gotta watch our language.
Pinky. Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay.
Yo, Pinky, my choking up brother, you know? He's trying to holler at Jackie, but, you know?
I love Shaggy, so I'm like, you better behave, yo. She's part of the Res Vibe Connections family, yo. We all watching out here. Go ahead.
Yo, okay, yo. Shout out to Tamara Mamunia.
Yeah.
Big cute. Love you. I pretty much it. Everyone, shout out to all these ladies out here. Heading me.
That's what's up, brother. Thank you. You got a song request?
Hey, what's up, Stephanie?
What up, what up?
Not much.
Oh, I'm glad you guys. I'm glad you guys are at least together, man.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was gonna try to send a few more shoutouts. Oh man, you know, totally forget.
That's okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I want to shout out to my nephews. Like, you know, they just graduated. So, don't start your language. But yeah, they just graduated, man.
Oh, wow.
For them, but, you know,
It is what it is, you know?
Yeah, he graduated. Congratulations. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he graduated. You know, it's a big thing for them. But I got pictures on the tablet from them.
Oh, that's good. So,
yeah.
That's really so good. Do you have a song request?
Yeah. Excuse me?
Do you have a song request?
Yeah. What's the song? Can I request Call Me Your Father, Brooklyn?
Call Me Your Father, Brooklyn?
Call Me Your Father from Brooklyn, yeah.
Brooklyn. For sure, brother. Yeah, I found it. That's what's up. I'm going to play that for you right now, okay? You hear that, brother? I'm playing that for you right now.
Are you? Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You very much.
You're welcome. God bless
yeah,
you. Go ahead.
Yeah, hope you have a good day.
Thank you
for taking our
calls. Yo, thank you guys so much for calling in. Appreciate you guys. God bless all y'all out there. It's only business. I heard how you cry. We had in the business. The truth is nine holes. You can never go the distance. How did you even become worthy of the this, bitch? Nikki, I'll erase you. Give you a facelift. 40 on my neck, and it's 10 on the bracelet. I made it in the game. Is that why you hating? Cause everything I write is just fucking amazing. It makes you so mad that your body starts shaking. You snitched on Roger, gave a full statement. The 1980s is gone. Now it's time to face it. Like Keanu Reeves, Brooklyn's the replacement. Quit trying to blame shit. People hate your guts and your music's just ancient. I cannot look at your family's on my Facebook. Leaving messages saying, hey Brooklyn, I love your music. Jay, let me show you how we do it. This is Big Boy, Big Baby, this the movie. Something you ain't used to. How could you do? I'm up with the roosters. Little homies in the hoods down to shoot you. Wild waste 20 five on a couple losers. And who gets charged for fucking someone spooper? This is Jay. I let the AK spray. AKA, AK can't walk away. Little girls in the hood giving you brains. She's only 11 years old, man. That shit's just lame. Don't let me catch your ass on Notre Dame. Route 90, Logan or Keyway in. Just a couple dumb pigs rubbing dicks. It's New York touching kids. It's Jay, some kitty pimps. One's just a scare and the other's a bitch. In my hood, you know where to find me. In my hood, you know where I'm grinding. You know where to find me, you know where I'm riding. Big baby, it'll always be my family. Brooklyn and Jauncey, about to win a Grammy. I ain't no kid, I can't be lured with candy. Bet your ass never seen a pair of legal panties. On the corner looking like a punched out tranny. 11 on the waist, that skin is just nasty. I'm the young buck, take it easy, little Bambi. Couple of Sandersons used to fuck their own auntie. I see you 10 times, faggots, when did I get checked? Take a step back and watch you drown in your sweat. My hair never forgives and my gun don't forget. And if I don't do something, bitch, then I'ma die with regret. Let Brooklyn expose, I skin the rat. You make a move and I watch for that knife in my back. When it has become cool to lie on the track. You talking so tough now, but that's only the crack. You better move on over. Many times I told you, you ain't no soldier. You ain't no roller, you ain't no bowler. Friends don't call you. When shit hits the fan, you run straight to Roger. When this, that's it, man. Why did I bother? And after this, you should call me your father. Call me your father. Call me your father. Call me your father. Let me take these bitches back to the past. 15 years ago, they both had mullets to their ass. You a bum then, you a bum now. You need to stop making music till you fucking learn how. Are you serious? Is that the best you got? You two need a miracle like resurrecting pop. You can't beat me, bitch, I'm on my way to the top. You got a better chance of standing in front of a shot. You ain't mobbing through the streets, you are stuck at home, homo. You want a dick, bitch, you just want promo. And J-Dog heard your ass is a skitter. Heard you got caught fucking 12-year-olds in the shitter. Kid, just a couple dumb pricks rubbing days. And it's New
you're touching kids. It's Jason Kitty Pimps. One's just a scare and the other's a bitch. In my hood, you know where to find me. In my hood, you know where I'm grinding. You know where to find me, you know where I'm riding. And the whole city knows it's a day of lying.
We're back. Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Love y'all. So I just want to touch on the power of prayer. I've been through a lot of situations, and Father still, he keeps telling me to tell you guys about the power of prayer, how real it is, and the physical proof you get behind it, like our brother here was saying.
I didn't believe it, but it's real. It's undeniable.
And so, like, I'll just give you one a couple days ago, yo. Like, I took some boxes, and these could be big things and little things, okay? So I'm going to break it to you like this. I was sitting there, and I was at work, and I had a bunch of boxes I had to carry, and I couldn't carry them, but I managed to get them out my trunk. And then I realized, oh, I can't carry all these. So I sat there, and I closed my eyes, and I prayed, and I said, Father God, please help me. Please send somebody to help me carry these boxes. Also, I was needing a connection for my organization as well. That was part of my job. Still is. And so I, 2 minutes, like, I just stood there and I was proceeding to walk, and a woman walked right up right there, like 2 minutes, could have been a minute, minute and a half. And she said, oh, can I help you with those boxes? I said, yeah. She went ahead and she helped me carry the boxes to my organization, and shout out to her. We also made a connection with the organization, but it doesn't matter. Like, I go on the bridge, eh? I was scared of heights later in life because of my mother. And because she was scared of heights. So then I guess it rubbed off on me in some kind of way, because I was never like that growing up. But, yo, straight facts, like, I pray. And he's helping me walk across that bridge, because Jesus says, have no fear. And so no matter how scared I am of them heights, I got a mission I got to complete. And I pray. It doesn't matter what I do. I pray. For everything that I do, I pray, and it works. So I just want to tell you guys out there, like, no matter what you're dealing with, if you're dealing, because we're always fighting principalities behind the scenes, but, like, whoever you're dealing with in your way, it could be anybody of any service, it could be anyone, any day, pray. You pray for protection on yourself. You pray, like, straight up to my brothers and sisters. I'm going to be real. There's been a lot of times the police try and hunt us back home as dogs, racially profiling us and hurting us, and we're not criminals. And there, Father God's the only reason why I'm alive. That's what he wants me to tell y'all. He wants me to tell y'all, stand up and pray when you're in need.
Pray properly, too.
Pray for what you need and pray to who you believe in. But I'm telling you how I pray to Father God and his son, Justice. Let me tell you something. He saves me. I see it. I could be swarmed by whoever. I could be swarmed by ops. I could be swarmed by colonizing police. It doesn't matter who they are. I didn't do nothing wrong. Father God is going to protect me. Doesn't matter who you are. That's why I don't walk around with fear. I walk all over the place. I be in every hood. I be around the way by myself. You got to ask yourself, how could she just be up in here? You know what I'm saying? I'm part of the north side now. But how did I get there? How did I survive here? I've had nothing but blessings but opposition at the same time. I know I got a lot of people up in here that are for me and against me. And I still have no fear. A lot of things have happened to me in the last few weeks that have been very hard. And Father God keeps pushing me through. And that's how come I can tell you to push through. Because he has me do it every day, every way. And I pray. So let's pray right now. Father God, thank you for telling me to tell the people that prayer works. And to give them a testimony how prayer has kept me alive and does everything for me in my life. I pray, Father God, that you give us the words that we need in our heart, like our brother said, to speak to you, to be with you, to pray for other people. I pray that all of our brothers and sisters come together, and they one day too will all understand how prayer is real. And Father God, thank you for being with us and showing us that prayer is real, and showing us that no matter what's going on, we have prayer and we can survive. That's how my people got out of the Underground Railroad. That's how we broke out of slavery. That's how we're still breaking out of slavery. Res Vibe Connections, this whole show, everything we do is spiritual. We always say that, but I pray on everything we do. We have a lot of people that are against us, that are Satan's minions. and they can't touch us in prayer. They can't touch us with the Creator. They can't touch us when we're with the heavens. So brothers and sisters, lift up your hearts. Also, it's never too much to ask. Father's waiting for you to ask. We have pride and we have all these things where we feel like we don't want to bother him, or we feel like we should do it on our own. But you need to pray. You're not supposed to deal with this all alone. Big up yourselves and put your prayers to heaven. Yo, I used to do prayer lists. You know what that is? You write everything down that's wrong and you pray on it. Pray everything, and he's going to take them all off that list, and you go back again, because I stopped doing that. But you know, I'm trying to get back into that. We shouldn't be carrying everything inside of us. It's overwhelming. So send your prayers up to the heavens and don't walk out here alone, because you're not alone. Our angels are gangsters. And we are out here fighting Satan daily. This is real. I just want y'all to know. I had to testify. The Holy Spirit had to tell y'all that I use prayer every day, and it helps me get through everything, every way. And so, go ahead, brother. Anything you want to say?
That was very amazing. Yeah, amen to all that. I kind of briefly interjected. I said, you know, pray properly. And I don't mean to say, like, I'm not a prayer master or anything like that, but I do know, back to the intentions, you know, don't be praying to God asking to get, you know, rich and powerful or
Amen.
Anything like that.
What you meant. That makes sense.
Pray properly.
Amen.
And be prepared to get answers that you're not happy with, because he might even expose some of your sins. And that things that you may need to correct in yourself
Amen.
Before the other things happen. So be prepared for that, you know.
That's the truth. He is always working on us. And when you get closer to Father the Creator, he gonna do some homework on you. Go ahead, call her on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say shout out to the Mushroom Man.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
I am the Mushroom Man.
<There you go. laughs> I got another
Do
mushroom
you know
man.
The Mushroom Man? The Mushroom Man!
Mush love.
Shout out to Chunks, White Boy, Jordan, Terrell, Don, King, Joey, Riley, to all the brothers here, Hangman, and Alex Doyle. And Dylan Hutchinson, if you're listening, request me, bro. But the song that I'm requesting is Heartfelt by Roni.
Okay. It's interesting how we always have themes on the show, certain songs, certain artists.
Roni's again.
Yeah, it's just like that organically. Go ahead, brother.
That's the song Heartfelt by Roni.
Okay, I'm getting it on now.
Great. Thanks, y'all.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
Thank
brother.
You so much. Get your prayers up out there. Keep fighting Satan. Keep your foot on Satan's neck. And pray against him. And pray for your people. Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. I rebuke you, Satan, and all your minions. The chosen ones have risen. Cause the Glock pound got him into handcuffs. He was riding, wasn't thinking about no cameras. Now we thinking about his life, got a man up. You want a wife now? Tell him pipe down. You know the street life, this shit is quite rough. It gets crazy, baby Nina, fuck a baby. Niggas know I got something to lose, so they page me. Hit him, no bruise, my nigga, this 380. Wavy like booze, my nigga, I call it Bailey's. You got something to lose, my guy, we gotta make cheese. Talk about jewels, my nigga, you want an AP? How you on the news, my nigga, you moving hasty. I know niggas sweet, you want eat them like some pastries. Let's do it smooth, go take them to the bakery. Set the timer, warm him up and shoot him up blatantly. I can't go back to the snow. No boots on my feet with my sneaks full of holes. Mama did her best, but she did it on her own. When I had nothing left, still got it like I'm grown. I don't wanna see you back, my dog. I need my people from behind the walls. I don't even wanna answer calls. It breaks my heart, cause I know what you lost. I don't wanna see you back, my dog. I just pray they take the shackles off. I don't even wanna answer calls. It breaks my heart, cause I know what you lost. You got something to lose, don't let them take it. Every time they drive you to court, that's a slave ship. You can go adapt to the life, but don't embrace it. You can do better, my nigga, let's hit the A-list. But you the muscle,
You just let the crush kids, the way you straighten them out. You like braces. Couple niggas doing life, growing ancient. I just wanna better the gang, let's get a spaceship. Ronnie still, clean the block up, call me maintenance. Ronnie still, hit a op up, till he aching. Ronnie still, doing gang shit, not faking. Ronnie said a hit up, bop, 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 he Jamaican. Get my youngin', drop a package off. Shorty got a ratchet and it match her bra. Fuck her, but it's only if it's
got a call coming in. Let's get them on the air. Yo, I'm telling you, that's how I was able to meet the show today, yo. Satan trying to keep me from it. Prayer got me here. It was very hard. Go ahead, live on air. You're here.
Yo, I just want to request King Von get it done.
King Von get it done. Okay.
Yeah, we tried to request it earlier, but it didn't get played.
Okay, I got it right now for you, brother. Thank you.
I get it on?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'll play it next. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. God bless you guys out there.
I don't want to see you back, my dog. I just pray they take the shot. Goes off. I don't even want to answer calls. It breaks my heart because I know what you lost.
I don't want to see you back, my dog. I need my people from behind the walls. I don't even want to answer calls. It breaks my heart because I know what you lost. I don't want to see you back, my dog. I just pray they take the shot. Goes off. I don't even.
What's good? We're back in the hood. Much love to all you guys. We got about 20 minutes left of the show. Hope everybody is okay out there. And that was really great to hear, you know, how you guys are finding ways to be able to listen to the show. I also want to acknowledge that I'm really proud of you guys out there for all the hard work you guys are doing. And I always feel in spirit, and I also am told physically how you guys are, like, showing each other more respect. And y'all are being real correct towards each other behind those walls. And I'm real thankful. I've been praying for that my whole life as a child, that we start to come together and fight Satan and not each other. So shout out to all you guys out there. We got a couple call requests coming in. So here we go. It says, hi, can I give a shout out to my brother Fabian Michelle? Love you so much. Your pain in the butt. And I'd like to request a song, Heartfelt by Roni. So I guess we already played that Heartfelt by Roni, but I'm glad that we got to read that out. Shout out to Simpson, shout out to Kendra, shout out to Lexi, and shout out to Tristan, shout out to Eternity, shout out to everyone, and Charlie Tier 1, and they want to request a song, Piece by Piece, by, I don't know what this name is, JC32 Baby. We'll go ahead and look for that. So yeah, brothers, do you guys have anything to say? JCYC, thank you for all the hard work you do behind the scenes. Thank you for finding this brother and bringing him through.
Yeah, actually, I went to high school with this cat. So.
No way, you guys went to high school?
Yeah.
No way.
We go back.
No way.
Yeah, Junior. Oh, little man's got something to say.
What do you want to say to the radio?
Yeah. What do you want to tell the people, my guy?
You want to say hello?
Hello.
Hello. Say God bless.
God bless.
All right. Aww. Go play. So we got the little ones. Justice, you want to come say hello to the people?
Hi.
What would you like to say to the people? Anything from your heart you want to say? Just have a great day.
Have a great day.
Have a great summer.
Oh, yeah, great summer. That's the truth.
Good vibes, good vibes.
Yes. So everybody's doing good over here. We're going to play the song that he was looking for.
I do want to give a shout out. I'll give a shout out to those hard-working cattlemen in Riverton, Manitoba, especially the Smolinski clan. They donated us some elk and pork pepperonis. So I brought them in. I'm going to let y'all, Stephanie and Danny, I'm going to let y'all try some of them.
Are you kidding me right now?
And after the break, you can let us know what you think.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Yo, I love meat. I'm a carnivore, but I'm also omnivore because I love my vegetables too. We really had a healthy diet. Let's go piece by piece. What a perfect time. And the song is Piece by Piece.
Oh, there you go. Piece by Piece.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yo. Shout out to all the meat eaters out there. We need our meat. And ain't nobody taking it from us. Straight up. That's our diet, you know? I grew up off of soul food, so we need our meat. That's the truth. I'm trying to look for the one song our brother was looking for, Piece by Piece. I found it. Here we go. Oh, 15 minutes left with you guys. It's never enough time. But trust, when I go home, I carry you guys on my hearts, and I pray for you guys. Kapala, what up, brother? I know you're listening. Get your prayers up for me. Everybody, get your prayers up for me like I'm getting my prayers up for you. And get your prayers up for your brothers and sisters around you. And even for the ops, our prayers are up for them too. May the Creator show them the right ways and correct them in their ways and show them to live a better way. And stop being a colonizer and be an ally, straight up. Ain't nobody playing with y'all over here. Oh my goodness, I can't believe this. I can't believe you guys went to high school together. This is so cool. Just decolonization. Thank you. This is the best present ever. Okay, we're gonna play Piece by Piece. Let's get it.
This world is my boss, my word, and I don't break them for no one.
Control.
If you ever get caught, don't speak. I was in a bando all week, nibbing this pot down piece by piece. Don't talk on bro if you don't want beef. Shit can get deep, so deep. Pop me a perk, now I'm up for a week. This bando living shit ain't for the week. Pop a perk, I'm geeked. I was in the trap with a SMG. These niggas don't want beef with me. And I got this purple, no jeans, yeah, I'm serving this purple, no green. Badass bitch shaking ass for the team. And you say it gets deep, nigga, that's bap. SJ chase her ass off the map. These niggas, they broke, never had their own pack.
This is a mod one still.
Me and S1 on the block, 5 racks. Her name ain't trap, but the nigga done rap. I'll hop out the front, bro, hop out the back. 3-2 shit, nigga, don't get packed. JC and 40, flipping packs. Shot to see money, numb since way back. I was up on the strip, bro's up in the trap. Better watch your back, cause these niggas be slime. Go get the whip, it's about that time. Gotta call my lawyer, might do some time. Go hit the T and put in time. Go hit the street and make it flip. If I don't got the merch, then I back off the hip. These niggas talk shit, but they ain't on piss. JC, Mr. Watt with a stick. Mr. Fuck on your bitch, Mr. Go hit a lick. Walk down gang, baseball, get pitched. I'll call big bro, get him pitched. He got hit, now he need a lift. Go do a drill, hop back in the whip. Always talking on bro, better hush that lip. If I see the car twice, I'ma rush that whip. I'm back in this bitch, I was just 15, made walk with the stick. These niggas broke, they ain't made no ricks. These niggas, my sons, might give him a lick. Hoppo, shoot shit, John Wick. I'm sipping this lean, don't ask for a sip. Got this badass bitch and I'm breaking her hip.
I'm breaking that bitch, no bop. I'm breaking that bitch. I'm up in the stew. Yo. You know what I do. Bow.
Hey, what up, though? So this was the best present ever. Thank you so much, JCYC.
You're
oh my
welcome.
God. It really, really healed my soul. Delicious. Let's see whatever else we got going on here. So I have someone that wants to make a song request. He says shout out to, I don't know how to spell that. Pricio?
Precoy.
Precoy. Shout out to Precoy, P-R-I-C-Y-O-H, LJ, and the boys in the 400. The song request is DaBaby. Let's see here. And also, he wants to hear Lil Durk, Long Ride. So we're going to get that on for y'all. Anything you want to say, brother? We're about to wrap up. 10 minutes. This is the time. Anything.
Yeah, if anyone wants to, you know, check out my website, Perps Produce. Come find me at Farmers Market, St. Norbert, South Osborne. I do St. Norbert tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's open year-round.
That's a good one. That's one of the biggest ones around, right?
It's the biggest one in the city. And it's, Saturday, 8 till 2. I'm there almost every Saturday, unless I, you know, go off for the weekend. But, yeah, I got to do East St. Paul and Wolseley throughout the week. I got a schedule on my website there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Come talk about whatever you want.
I just want to know, like, so if somebody brings $20, are they going to walk away with something? Like, how's the money looking out there? How much do they need?
Well, I mean, you would get a giant bag of mushrooms for $20, like a full bag of oyster or lion's mane.
Ooh,
sounds
good.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty big bag.
Love that.
As far as $20, getting other stuff, I mean, yeah, you could get some amazing sourdough bread, and that's like $7, but it's worth it. You get a big loaf.
That's good.
For $7.
So everybody, don't be shy to come in, even if you have a few dollars.
Yeah.
There's something for everyone, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important. Man, thank you so much for coming down and talking to us. You got to come back and talk to us more, because we have so much to talk about.
And you know what? If anyone missed the story or wants to share it, you know, the humility workbook God gave, the miracles, and a bit of my story of ups and downs and needing help, I'm putting a video on YouTube. It'll be a correcting course. And yeah, you can check out the full version or share it with someone that you think could benefit from it. And we're going to talk. And this channel is going to grow for me and whoever. It's going to be a lot on God and pride and maybe some hypocrisy, because God can be a triggering word for a lot of people, and I understand it, but we're going to get into that in videos. And
love that.
Yeah, just share the good word and get rid of the bad, you know? Get the
amen to that.
Proper vibes out.
Amen. So shout out to everybody out there. Let's get them vibes up. Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Tearing this pepperoni up like I'm tearing up the colonizers. Let's get it. Before she bought them all, she ain't bought no more. They don't love her. They don't love her like they say they don't love her. They don't love her like they say they. I done gave my bitch to him. I done put my bitch in the top designer. She don't rock H&M. How these niggas callin' niggas they blood. They met off Instagram. Some niggas I love ain't had my back. I was in the gym. I'm not forgiving him. I know what you did. I'm not forgiving him. I take care of your kids. I'm not forgiving him. I know what it is. I'm not forgiving him. I don't grow a feeling. We got a caller coming in. We got to get him live on air because we got a few minutes left, and we need to hear the brother. One sec. Go ahead, brother. You're live on air. DJ on the beat, so it's a bang. Yeah. Go ahead, brother. You here with me?
By being a song from Chico Rentez, All the Smoke.
Yeah. So go ahead and give your shout-outs again, because we couldn't hear you.
Also, shout-out to Bia, Free Bia.
Mm-hmm.
Bia.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
That's good.
Thank you. And what was your shout out? No, what was your song request?
Cheeto Rentez, All the Smoke.
Okay. All the Smoke. I like that. Okay, we'll play it up. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Ooh, Father in Heaven wants All the Smoke. He coming for y'all out there. Let's get it. Whether good or bad, he coming. Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. I love y'all out there. Keep pushing through.
I done gave my bitch to him. I done put my bitch in the top designer. She don't rock H&M. How these niggas callin' niggas they blood. They met off Instagram. Some niggas I love ain't had my back. I was in the gym. I'm not forgiving him.
I know what you did.
I'm not forgiving him.
I take care your kids.
Yo, we're back, we're back, we're back. So I do want to say that it has been amazing going around and foraging in a safe and responsible way. It's really fed my feet. I can't even talk this. Pepperoni's so good, yo. Let me put the pepperoni down. It's the first time I ever ate in the show. I can't concentrate. I'm a straight meat eater. But yeah, being able to gain the right teachings, to do it safely, putting the research in, talking to the right people, making sure you're eating the right stuff. It goes a long way. And it's a different kind of sense of relief when Mother Earth is feeding you and you don't have to worry about if you have any money and you don't have to worry about this or that. Mother Earth is there to feed us. You just got to do it in a safe, responsible way. I would encourage everybody to like our brother said, do your research. You know, there's a lot of edible things around us, but you need to do your research. Anything else you want to say?
I think even almost more importantly than feeding yourself with food is feeding your soul.
Amen.
And we probably actually need a lot less than we think we do, but we need to have a soul that's full of goodness.
Yes, we can't live on bread alone. Yeah.
No lack, fear. That's what triggers a lot of other bad addictions, whether it's bad food addictions or other stuff. But so get that soul food going.
Straight up. Yeah. That was really beautiful. Res Vibe Connections here at CKEW 95.9 FM. We got 5 minutes, yo. Let's make it count. So again, anybody that's oppressing you up there, don't matter who it is, pray. Pray for protection and pray for the right ways. And let's get it out here.
I got Glocks, I got chops, I got hella shit. I got two bad hoes sucking on my dick. I keep a blick on me, it's a 4-5. If I got it on me, I'm for surely gonna up pipe. If I see a sucker, then it's mandel that we shit on sight. Cause if a sucker catch me lacking, he for surely earned the stripes. My mama praying for me cause I'm thugging. Slime with a chop, I'm trying to chip my own cousin. And fuck the suckers, because these niggas ain't on nothing. And Danny's still a bitch cause that nigga always woofing. I heard it was a witness and he's speaking on what he just seen. I had to leave the state because the police always after me. Speaking on my brother, then I'm sending niggas after him. The blick he had a body, but I told the pipe say it was clean. Damn. Why these niggas hate me? Is it cause I get money and these bitches wanna date me? Fuck around, she suck my dick, she wanna have my baby. She say she got a nigga, but my dick just drive her crazy. I want all the smoke, come and kill me, bitch.
Come and kill me, bitch. Come and kill me, bitch.
When it popped your little homie, you was feeling sick.
You was feeling sick. You was feeling sick.
I got Glocks, I got chops, I got hella shit.
I got hella shit.
I got two bad hoes sucking on my dick.
Sucking on my dick. Sucking on my
look.
Dick.
When they killed Holly, I was disrespected. Angry in a cell, I was stuck in prison. 60,000 in my pocket, that's for better living. Up in Sacramento, I'm known as the villain. Slime for my brother, we was back to back. Had him wheezing like he had an asthma attack. I had to leave the bitch, the pussy hella whack. I had to leave the bitch, the pussy hella whack. Bitch, I'm King Osama, I run Taliban. Yo tengo dinero, yo tengo hella bands. Yo tengo cuidado, como me muevo. Unos tres cuetazos, los dejamos en el suelo. Pinche balazo, le reventó el pinche pescuezo. Hijo de su puta madre, esto sí es en serio.
What up, what up? We're back.
Free for all, I know you.
It's really great to be like here with you guys. Yo, we need to watch our youth more in the streets. I'm going to talk about something next week. Our youth are, there's a couple of our youth that are running around in these little youth gangs. It's not okay. And I see that the kids are having fights and then it's turning into gang politics. And then those gang politics from them little selves are spilling over into their parents' gang politics. And then it just becomes a gang politic party, which nobody wins. Brings nothing but pain, suffering, jail, and death. So don't let Satan be out here pinning our people up against each other. And beyond those kids, those kids need guidance. Those kids need love. They need some real schooling. They need some real education. So I would like to leave y'all with that, to watch our youth more, because they need help. I be watching them in the hood. They're getting caught up in all kinds of stuff, and all they need is just a few minutes of some real compassionate love and care, some guidance, giving them straight facts. Because, you know, Satan's out here trying to lead us all astray. So let's not lie to our little ones all day.
You know, go take them out and to a spot in the city, a park, a field, whatever, and start planting perennials like asparagus.
That's nice.
Go out for the day, plant some stuff, and then in a couple of years, you'll have a little food forest. And then you spread that to others. Go out in a group, start planting stuff. Go plant some raspberries and, you know, different things. And
straight up.
Enjoy it.
Straight up. Let's get our youth more involved and let's get them busy. We love y'all. Shout out to you guys. We're going to say goodnight to you and we'll be back next Friday.